Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, once again. How y'all doing out there? It's your brother B. Got brother Mo in here, back up in the house tonight.
Peace, peace. What's up, brother? What's up? What's up, world? What's up, everybody?
Yeah, brother Al is kind of, you know,
caught up.
Yeah,
he caught up in us. In another beautiful ceremony that's going down soon.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
universal.
He said he might chime in, he might chime not, but, you know, we wish the brother well. So, basically, tonight we, kind of on part two of last week, interesting discussion. Like I said, you had a plethora of information, which, wowed me, you know, wowed brother L. And a few other people, and you know, thanks again, Flux, you know, for calling in last week, you know, repping that green grass.
Shout out to you know his mom and everything with the whole, you know, natural movement on stage 4 cancer that she beat.
This is, you know, it's like you were saying earlier. It's not serious to some people until it happens to them. And that's the problem. Like, why have we turned into a society of people where we do after the fact instead of being proactive?
Yeah.
Like, you know, why are we inactive when it comes to certain things like this? Because, listen, you ain't got to listen. I'm not trying to force anything down anyone's throat. But the fact of the matter is out here. And don't think it can't happen to you. You know, it can happen to me. I'm not preaching, but I'm just saying, like, cancer has become, like, this real serious thing, and there's so many different forms of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I just wondered how it, like, got to this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, how it just manifested itself.
It used to be so rare, like, you know, when somebody said, oh, my aunt got cancer, people were like, wow, like, how'd she get that, or wow, really, sorry to hear that, you know, and now it's like either somebody knows somebody that's going through it, or, you know, and it seems like everybody just don't want to know it, you know what I'm saying, like, just hoping that it don't come, you know what I mean, their way, like. And it's sad because, you know, it's a big problem that, you know what I mean, nobody wants to, you know, really look into seriously. We talked about a lot of different things last week. You know, I was hitting all types of areas about, you know, products that we use on our bodies. It's just an overwhelming effect. That's all people got to do. It could be very, very easy, you know, to an average person to protect themselves by just taking care of themselves in every category a little bit better and just being a little more, you know, I guess on point, man. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You know, pay attention to the basics, common sense. Take it back. Take your diet back to the way people ate 30 years ago. Keep it simple. You know what?
That's the thing. It's like life has become so complex. Like, everybody's so on the move, so... there's always somebody that's going to capitalize off of what we do. So, you know, just like you got these quick-ass breakfast foods, quick-ass lunch, quick-ass dinner, microwave this, you know what I'm saying, the fast food. You got all this stuff to cater to the people that's on the move. Because if you got like 8-20 different things to do in one day, you got to go to work, and you may have to pick up the kids. And after that, you might have to go to another job, but you need to take the kids here and there. But by the time you get to work, it'll be too late to cook, so you got to go out and buy something. Or you got a microwave, pop something in the microwave. You know,
yeah,
it's like life is moving so fast. Things, you know, sometimes you just get bogged down with so many things. It's like you got to turn around and you got to kind of go with the quick fix. But then again, you don't have to, because there's other alternatives. But see, the thing is, you know, we're all trained going in with the taste. Oh, well, it may not taste
right.
All that great. Or, you know, there's not too many varieties of, you know, the health food. So I need to implement, or I need to have a cheeseburger or something else. Like you said last week, Everything is done in moderation.
Right. I mean, but, you can enjoy it. Like, you know, you can enjoy pretty much anything that, you know what I mean, you want in moderation.
Well, that's the thing. We've become a society where moderation is just is no bueno. You know what I'm saying? It's not about being moderate anymore. It's just about being greedy. As long as you know, just greedy and indulge and fill yourself up with whatever. You know,
yeah, indulge.
You only live once. But that's the thing. You only live once. You're stuffing all the stuff in your body. Turn around when something happens and the machine starts to break down. And next thing you know, you want to do something about it. Then you want to eat healthy. Then you want to do right. You know, you shouldn't wait till the body breaks down. You shouldn't wait till you get a certain age to start eating right. Because, you know, the mind and the body are one. So if you feed in junk, 9 times out of 10, you might think the junk.
You're right. Definitely right on that, brother, for real.
You know,
On that, man, you need to let you know, some, yo, people, call in. Call in, you know what I mean? I know you got to have the feelings the same way. I know you want to, you know, elaborate. Let's do it.
646-378-1882. That's 646-378-1882. The guest calling number. Now, off of last week, I really wanted to get into, like, a lot of these chemicals and stuff that are in the food. And like I said, man, I mean, I'm going to put this out there. I appreciate when people call in. I appreciate all the listeners. But I'm going to tell you right now, the menu is not about numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's like real talk in real life. It's not about numbers. You know what I'm saying? What I'm about is the truth, and what I'm about is, like, things that we really need to discuss, because no one really wants to put this stuff out there unless it's on the late night, 4 o'clock in the morning on an infomercial or something like that.
Well,
you know, I mean, I would like, you know, for the people, my loved ones and just people in general, to be more educated about the things that are going on, that if the mainstream media and mainstream radio are, like, really not putting out there.
Right.
You know,
you look into a lot of things, you do a lot of extensive research, and then you just want to help people understand what you're finding. And, like, yo, look into it yourself. It's there. It's proof in it all, you know? And when it's all said and done, you know, you're fighting a battle that everyone is fighting, but you're aware of, you know, the weapons to use to win this battle.
Exactly.
And you're trying to let it be known. And with this show, it's a beautiful thing, because it's a lot of different topics for a lot of different people that are going to relate to it. But this here is something that we all are involved in. But what we're here to do with this is we're trying to give information that can help people save themselves and their loved ones, and let's live and be happy. Like, even if we got to deal with everyday BS in the streets and, you know, drama within the family with this and that, okay. But those are things that are normal. Now, when somebody gets sick at a young age, you know, and it's not right, it's not fair, but you can't pray to God when, you know, all along, you know, they eating and drinking and doing all the things that, you know, like, it's important all the way around. Everything we try to touch here is important. So we want to narrow. I want to keep it simple. There's a lot of, you know, sometimes, well, people start to try to, you know, start something to do the right thing, and then, like you said earlier, they get caught up and it gets overwhelmed because, you know, they don't have time for it. So they get discouraged. They give up on it. And
you know what? I mean, not to cut across, you was breaking up a little bit there, bro. But I gotta share this story. And, you know, the reason why, and you know what, I mean, I can say that I'm guilty of it too, because I never really knew too many people that passed of cancer until, you know what I'm saying, Big's brother. And,
Shout out to Big. The family.
Yeah. Big's brother,
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin Wilson. Kevin Wilson. I know his name.
That's right. Shout out to Big Kevin.
Yeah, yeah, rest in peace, brother.
Great dude.
Oh, man, one of the strongest dudes that I've come across in my life. He was like a manly man and a master mechanic.
For
like
real.
He used to work on my Buick for me. Cause, you know, I had this love for Regals, old school Regals. And, you know, when I would see him, he was like, yeah, I know it's you. You know, I mean, anytime I see a Regal, I know you around. And, you know, he was just a pleasure and a blessing to speak to. Very knowledgeable man.
Yeah.
Very spiritual. But when... I guess it was a thing where he hid the fact, or he didn't tell anybody about him being sick.
Yeah, that's what happened.
When he just, like, when I just called Big, and we were supposed to hang out that day, and he was on the phone crying and telling me what happened, like his brother died. I'm like, what the? Like it was like out of nowhere. And the thing was, even though he didn't say too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it overtook him. He succumbed to the cancer, and it just really made me think, like, how the hell does this happen? Like, it's so unfair. I'm not gonna say life is fair. I mean, but that's my brother's brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I felt cheated.
Yeah.
So I did the whole family, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a great man.
Great man, but, yo.
And it just makes you wonder, how does something like this affect some, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does this happen? And that's when, you know, I started to just read a little more and do a little research and just, like, you know what? Like, stuff like this doesn't have to happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It really doesn't, but yet the chemicals are everywhere. You know, whether it's in the food, whether it's in, like, the exhaust system of cars. I mean, this stuff is all in the air.
Yeah, occupation, you know, is a big thing. You know, the food. I mean, it's the things that, you know, people aren't aware of that are probably the most dangerous, because those are the ones that, like, you are most in the dark from knowing or thinking that it would ever come from something like that. You know, and like I said last week, you know, I touched base with, you know, something that is very, very important, and it was the dollar store. Because what I've come to find out,
and
this is,
and I love the dollar store.
I mean, I love the dollar store too, but it's about certain things at the dollar store now. Now, we got into certain things, but the fact of this specific thing is pretty scary, because it's got to do with fashion jewelry. So it's got to do with, like, the sunglasses that they have there, the little necklace things and bracelet, things like, you know, you and I might see something cute that our daughter likes, because, you know, they girly-girly, and they'll want to, you know, hey, that's cute, you know, a couple bucks, you know, surprise my daughter with.
You breaking up, bro.
Yeah, that's you know, so you buy the little fashion jewelry for your daughter, and you bring it home thinking that, you know, you're being a good dad, you're making her happy, you give it to her. You know, when she puts that on her neck, there's chemicals in this, like, metal plastic made in China.
Yeah.
It's made up so cheap. Of things we don't have, they don't even know what it is, because they melted so many things together to make it that they don't even know. So it's not even it's not regulated. And what happens is that necklace on that neck, it absorbs into the skin, into the blood, into the body, all types of, you know, free radicals. And these are like metals and all types of things. And believe it or not, The highest percentage of is brain cancer on that. Because it's around the neck is closest to, around the neck is
absorbs into the skin and then it absorbs into the system. Then it kind of basically, you know, it's just once it's in your body, it's in your body. So it starts to, I guess, move around all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and and that's things that, you know, people are gonna be like, oh, come on, I can't do this. I can't listen to this and avoid that type of stuff. Like, I gotta live my life, man. You know, so that's the hard part. It's like trying to touch base with so many different things and then get people to just take those precautions and avoid certain things. And just remember that when you're in a store, try to remember the important facts of products. You know, and it, you know what's very important too? Expiration dates. An expiration date has a lot more meaning than just the date. Because, you know, people say, oh, well, expired last month, I can still use it. I'm just going to use it like one time more anyway. I'll just use it, you know. But there's a thing behind that that's, you know, a true fact. You shouldn't use it after the expiration date. And that means there's chemicals in there that become active now.
Yeah.
That weren't active as the ingredient was made because it has, you know, an expire. It's a time where certain stuff is to protect certain things inside of a base. It's like a, you know, vaccination. They have a certain chemical to lubricate and keep the virus from actually, you know, killing you or whatever. Something is coated, you know, it's coated. It's like, you know, and
the coating. Yeah, it's the coating that they put on, you know, the...
Yeah, like, you'll see, like, certain things will say active ingredient, inactive ingredient, you know, and when it expires, common sense, that inactive ingredient is probably going to become active.
Exactly.
You know, and these things are harmful. These things are harmful to the human body. Everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a woman, child, man, you know, it doesn't matter your race, creed, or whatever, but it takes an effect differently on children, women, and men in a different way, but it'll still cause the damage. These products we use that are so cheap to buy, you know, we are hurting our bodies. You're better off not using nothing. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, pick certain people out how they live their lives, but you know, a lot of, you know, Hasidic Jews, they don't use no chemicals on their body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't use deodorant. That's why they smell. We crack jokes on them and stuff like that. But, you know, there's some Americans that walk around every day that never fully, really, completely wash all the deodorant out of their armpits, and they still every day put deodorant on. You're not giving your pores any time to be without a chemical.
Yeah, spraying on, like, different colognes and, you know, here, like you said, using a deodorant. You know, it's like, I guess the list goes on and on. And the wild thing is, I feel you, and I hear where you're coming from, but like I said, the thing that really bothers me the most is that we have become a society where we don't care until it happens to us.
I know. You're definitely right, bro. You're definitely right.
And
We stand alone with doing this type of research because it's like I got other things to do. You know what I mean? I got better things to do, and I can't be bothered with worrying about all this stuff. That's the mentality.
Yeah, but you know what? Guess what?
I come from the mentality. I'm like that too sometimes. There's days I don't want to be bothered. I'm like, damn. You know, I try my hardest to, you know, it's hard because you're not always going to be able to protect yourself. You're not always going to be able to, you know, have the right things versus the wrong things and this and that. So it's always going to be a conflict with it. But still, the trying part is the best way to live it.
This is true. I mean, it's true because, I mean, like you said, they're saying, you know, what you said earlier when, you know, some people will be like, oh, you know, I can't live my life like this. Like, I'm not going to live my life worrying about X, Y, and Z. It's not so much the thing of worrying. It's just about the fact that you take heed to the warning because the warning is out there for a reason. Like I said, I mean, somebody can sit there and say, oh, well, I can go outside, get, you know what I'm saying, get stabbed in the stomach or shot in the head or get hit by a car. Yeah, you could. Mm-hmm. But the wild thing is, the healthier you are, you know, the stronger your body becomes. Now, I'm not going to say that you eat healthy, you go walk out in front of a train, ain't nothing going to happen. No, that's not
right.
the case. But, but the thing is like, as much as people want to strengthen their bank accounts, as much as people, you know, talk about they want to strengthen their minds, or they want to strengthen, what about strengthening your body? What about really focusing on, you know what I'm saying, that third eye, that you know what I'm saying, the mind that you really need to be focused on? Because
the last thing to go when it's time, you know what I mean? The last thing is your body. That's what you need at the final day of all. Money will come and go.
Yep. But if you ain't thinking, see, that's the thing, is like with your job. Like, they'll try to say, we look down on you. You know, say, oh, well, if you're sick, don't come to work. I like how they put these signs up. If you're sick, don't come to work. But if you don't come into work, they persecute you.
Exactly.
Or they look at you funny. But then at the same time, it's like, yo, and sometimes, you know what? Somebody will say, you're being an asshole. Why? Because you call them on it. Like, well, wait a minute. You tell me if I'm sick, don't come to work. But yet at the same time, if I call out, because, yo, you call out for a day. Listen, the flu don't go away in a day. You know what I'm saying? Some of these, you know, when you're sick, when your body's sick like that, it don't go away in a day. But then at the same time, you got people, oh, well, I need money. I ain't got no sick days, this and that. You got situations where people are caught between a rock and a hard place.
Yep.
And they throw all these chemicals, get well remedies in their body. And the sad part is, they're doing more harm than good just to get that quick fix so they can go back out there and do what they got to do. So when you really break it down, what's the difference between a damn crackhead and a person who got the flu and they throwing down all types of cough medicines, throwing down all types of pills and stuff like that? What's the difference? What's it, what you call one a drug addict, but what the hell are you?
A functioning drug addict.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
There ain't much difference.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people say, well, that's an illegal substance. That'll get you high. Like, listen, what do you think some of these drugs that we take and these nighttime stuff that make you go to sleep and stuff like that? Or it works better when, you know, there's some daytime medicine and stuff like that. Listen, I don't believe in a lot of this daytime stuff. I'm not going to say that I don't take it.
Right.
But I do prefer, if I had to take something, I'd rather take something nighttime, because that's when your body's at rest, that's
right.
when it heals itself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So trying to mask a cold during the day with some cold pills ain't gonna cut it.
Ain't gonna cut it at all. You're just basically damaging your liver. You know, and that's what's going on now. The liver is like, you know, being overworked in all of us because...
It's the filter.
Yeah, it, exactly. We're not getting enough rest to start, you know, because of, you know, the society we live in. The average person is not even getting half their recommended sleep.
Nah.
Or just about maybe half, 4 hours, you know what I'm saying? It's probably half.
Yeah, but 4 hours, you know what I'm saying? It's 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure if you just get four, what are you saying? What are you really saying to your body? You expect your body to go that next 20 off of four?
It never recoups itself.
Nah.
So when you start taking medications, you're definitely playing with fire, and you should be definitely trying to, you know what I mean, get your act together and understand that that's not the remedy that you want. You know,
it's not.
You're at some point in time, you know, gonna break down. You know what I mean? Because the liver is being overfunctioned. Because, like, I mean, it's out there all over the place. You know, they're putting out, you know, all these protein shakes and all these drinks for energy. You know, they're loaded with sugars and sweeteners. They're giving you, like, you know, this surge of energy. But what's happening is that the liver is working double overtime. Because you're running crazy off this high of these sweeteners and stuff. Then, you know, people are drinking these protein things because they're promoting protein to be so good for the, you know, muscles, and everybody want to look good, and it's like everybody's overworking their liver with protein, and they're not resting, and it's not a good look, because people think they're doing something good for themselves by exercising and hitting up all of these things, and, you know, that's not, you know, letting the body get the proper, you know, rest to recuperate from what you did yesterday and the day before and last week and things like that. So we're at a point where we got to schedule ourselves. We got to start breaking down our time into scheduling to take care of our body time.
Yeah, well, is that really realistic? Because you know what? I mean, you're absolutely right. You can't take a pill.
Maybe on the weekend.
A glass. Yeah, listen, I even work weekends, bro. So you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't take a pill to replace sleep. You can't, and you know, I ain't gonna lie, I indulged in drinking those energy drinks sometimes. Does it really work? No, because you know what the thing is, a lot of people don't think, which is true, the body gets used to the stuff that you put in it. So just when you're thinking like, you know, just when you're thinking like, oh, you drink a coffee, you drink a energy drink now, you drink one tomorrow, after a while, your body starts to get used to that.
Right.
And once your body gets used to it, you're just drinking and just to drink it, and your mind, you're thinking in your mind like, oh, yeah, this is going to keep me awake, and it ain't keeping you awake.
Right, but mentally, you already were taught when you looked at the advertisement when you first bought it that it's going to give you energy. So after you drink it, you actually mentally think you got energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like mind over matter. You know what I mean? You're like mentally telling your body, I just drank something with energy. I got energy.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people out there, they don't, like, really believe that stuff. They don't really believe the mind over matter. They'll think just all of a sudden, like, you know, I'll just take this and I'll feel better. But if you notice, a lot of these chemicals, where do they really go? A lot of these pills that you take, what do they really do? They make these medicines like Tylenol, stuff like that. You take stuff like that, it actually goes to the brain, and it goes to something in the brain, and it says like, yo, you don't have the headache anymore, and it goes to the nerves, and the next thing you know, boom, I feel better. So it's like
temporary.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's temporary fix. It's letting you know right there. That's why it is a mind over matter thing. Like, it just doesn't automatically go to the area and just heal it. Like, yo, it all starts with the mind. But a lot of people are not cultivated as they used to be or cultured as they used to be. And, you know, once again, just the way society is.
It goes back to, like you said last week, brother. You know, we've been trained this way. You've been trained this way. You know, it was funny because last week, you know, I was telling Brother L about the situation that I was in with a friend of mine when he was, you know, he ordered this big bacon, egg, and cheese. And I had my little colorful, you know, vegetables and fruits in my bag, which I paid, you know, half the price for. And Brother L was like, yeah, because, you know, what I had was boring. And it's true. It was boring compared to what he had. But when I thought about it afterwards, I realized, like, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon that day, he was boring because he was complaining that he had to use the bathroom. He had a headache. And I was running around like the life of the party. So, you know, actually, at the end of the day, his show was boring.
And that's the thing. Like, I've experimented and done it before. It's like you go a certain period of time and you eat. You're eating good. You're eating salads. You're eating this. You're eating that. You're not drowning your food with all
right.
types of dressing. And then you turn around and you're like, yo, I feel good. You wake up feeling strong. Your body, you don't feel as tired because, see, the whole thing is you're not using a chemical to, you know what I'm saying, to keep you awake. Like, you're actually getting that rest. And then when it goes back to what you say in the liver is the filter. You know, one of the filters, the liver helps break down a lot of the waste. The kidneys are actually like the filter. So it's like when you overload the kidneys, then you turn around, that's when you start to feel a little sluggish and you're not feeling right. But, yo, when you eat the right things, you drink the right things, especially a lot of water, you know, you make sure that the kidneys are working at their peak performance.
You got to flush those kidneys. You got to drink that water, you know. Juice, no good. You got to throw water. You got to drink water. You got to get the cleansing going.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I mean, I know a lot of people, like, they don't do water, like, oh, water's boring. But you know what? You know what's interesting? Like, some people will say, you know, oh, church is boring, but you need God, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You sit there and say, oh, church is boring, but at the start of the day, you need God.
Yeah, if you was told, you know, what you going to live to? 70. Oh, I'm living to 90. Is that boring?
Listen, you know, you never know what may be popping off at 70 or popping off at 90. Like, you know, the wild thing is I've seen some, like, people talk about how they're 60 and 70 years old, and I'm looking at them like, you crazy. Like, you're looking like you 40-something.
They're taking care
of themselves.
But they come they come from that good tradition of normally just knowing how to take care of themselves. Like I said, let's take it back. You know what I mean? Take it back. Don't think about what's being promoted today for you to eat. Take it back, because most of the food that they promoting us to eat today, it didn't exist back then. You know what I'm saying? So why would you, you know, feel that it's your purpose to have this food? You know what I mean? The older people are more educated with it already. They're naturally educated with it.
Well, I mean, it goes back. You made a big statement last week. Well, you made a few big statements, but one of the biggest ones to me is when you said Frosted Flakes ain't the same. Yo, a lot of the food is not made the same anymore.
It's not.
If you look at a White Castle from the 1950s compared to now, it's out of control because, see, now it's more on the lines of mass production because more people are buying. Back then,
right,
you had people that were concerned and they were feeding a selective type of people. So, of course, they're not going to give them the BS. They're going to make sure they give them, you know, the proper, you know, nutrients. But then, of course, you know, hey, listen, we need to make more money at this cup. We need to do this. We need to turn. But, yeah, but we can't, if we keep using these natural ingredients, they're expensive.
All right.
So get our science team to find a way to cut this, so we can optimize our profits and at the same time buy more cost-effective stuff but still make it taste good to the people.
That's what that, and there you go, brother, right there at the end. Make it taste good for the people. That's what it's doing. If our taste buds didn't work, we would never have a problem being healthy. You know, because that's where the control is at.
Well, probably.
The satisfy the sensation of a taste.
Yeah, very strong.
Very, you know, it's just like cigarettes. You know what I mean? If you brush your teeth 10 times a day, you probably wouldn't smoke a cigarette because you don't want to get your mouth dirty. You know what I'm saying? Because
you know,
but when you smoke a cigarette, after a while, you still got the taste for another one because it has chemicals in there to put into your taste buds and your saliva to make you want another one eventually.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's all science,
brother. This, like you said, they test this on mice and rats all day just to see them react on it, and then they used it. Then they used it on us. And going back to the Frosted Flakes thing, yo, everything is being changed after we get used to having it, and then it's getting cheaper and cheaper.
Yeah, and you know the wild thing is, it's getting cheaper and cheaper in terms of, like, to manufacture it, but yet, yo, a box of cereal costs more than a gallon of gas, bro.
Yeah. Yo, and listen, let's talk seriousness and say what's really happening is what's really happening. What's happening is that there are people concerned. There are a lot of people, you know, switching up.
And you know what the major conglomerate companies that are doing? They're buying these little mom-and-pop organic companies. And they're slowly going to switch up on them, too, and change the ingredients. But they're using their name to get the product sold.
Yep.
So now we're going to get manipulated, you know what I mean, and caught off guard and not realize that Kellogg's just bought 7 organic companies and is only going to be within a year or two that they're going to slowly change the product. So it's like Tom and Jerry, you know what I mean? It's like a cat and mouse chase, you know what I mean? You got to switch up and change the way you're getting away from that cat, you know what I'm saying? And don't be bait. So we got to all wake up and start looking at the big things and say, you know what? What do I need to do at every mealtime to get the right things in my body? And how do I live every day and avoid certain things? Very easy. Start from tomorrow morning. You know what I'm saying? And switch up what you're going to do.
Exactly.
First thing,
like, yo.
The first thing for breakfast most people need is a raw fruit breakfast. First thing. You know what I'm saying? You drink some water, you wake yourself up, whatever it is you do. But, yo, eat an orange, eat a banana, have some grapes, have a couple of cups of water after that. You know what I'm saying?
Natural sugars is in there.
Natural sugars. And watch how much energy you have for the morning. Now, you know, you got to set your schedule. So let's just say 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? You get up 6, 7, 8 o'clock, you know what I mean? You ready, you busting down all this fruit. You know what I'm saying? By 10 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have a little appetite. That's when you go, you get yourself some eggs. Don't OD. You don't need the bacon. You like bacon? All right, get a bacon and egg. All right. Don't go with the cheese. Because the cheese is the problem with the cheese is the problem with the bacon. Because you got pork, so your stomach, your intestines is going to strain, breaking that down. And you're going to put cheese in the mix, it's going to be even double trouble because it's going to be harder, and that's too heavy. So try to lay off the heavy stuff early in the day. Stay away from the meat early in the day. If you want to have a steak, have a steak, but have it at 5 o'clock. Don't have it at 12. Don't eat Chinese food at 12. Eat it later on if you want it. You can have certain things, but don't start your organs off of early, you know what I mean, breakdown, and you're trying to work and move around, doing what you're doing all day, and you're just hungry, and you just want to eat a heavy meal just to satisfy hunger, and you're hurting yourself. So get the fruits in there early. You know, melons is the best thing, first thing, for your immune system. It's the best thing for your liver. It's the best thing for your functions of your whole body. If you wake up in the morning, you eat just a straight-up pineapple. You know what I'm saying? $2.99 for a pineapple. That's your breakfast, a whole pineapple. Drink a bottle of water. You're going to be hungry after. So you got to get the right things behind that. You can have toast, bread. You can have some almonds. You can have a lot of things with oils and nutrients in them that are going to be so good for the body at that point. Now, how hard could that be every day?
Because you're too busy trying to look good instead of feel good.
Just start the morning off right. You're right.
I said people are too busy trying to look good instead of feel good. It's like this.
Yeah, because we start off like the kids. I mean, I don't mean to, you know, stop you there. I just wanted to The important thing is, look at what was there. Our kids wake up. All right. Let's say the top 5 things they're going to have. It's going to be some either Aunt Mama, something like waffles or French toast, or it's going to be some cereal, you know what I'm saying? Or it's going to be some juice and something with jelly or something like that. It's going to be a bagel. It's going to be, you know, whether you're going to go to the cooking part. You're going to have eggs. You know what I'm saying? But those are the basic top choices that, you know, the American standard diet, let's call it, is going to be it.
Yeah.
That's it. So that is all pretty much bad, you know what I mean, to start with. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing in there that is other than sugar or sodium.
Yeah.
And those are the two most dangerous things to start the body off with. You know what I'm saying? Because your body just woke up from healing itself and resting. So you want to give it the most nutritionist thing it needs. And, you know, the natural sugars feed your brain. You know, fructose is part of the, you know, part of the brain food. That's the most important thing for the brain.
And how but that high fructose, that man-made stuff.
No, that's what it is.
High fructose corn syrup, that's no good.
Yo, you can wake up in the morning like you, like, you know, an adult like me. You can wake up in the morning and have, you know what I'm saying, a teaspoon of, you know what I'm saying, honey. You know what I mean? And that has, you know what I'm saying, a metabolism booster that's all straight natural. Now, you know, if it's a small thing of organic, it's the best. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all natural sugar in there. The body is in love when you do that. So if you're going to protect the most valuablest thing, you know what I mean, that you have, it's going to be your body and it's going to be you. So your immune system is the first defense, the only defense. So let's get that better. Let's get that, you know, tough and strong. And people, let's do it.
I mean, it's like, you know how you go to the gas station, you see regular, you see plus, and you see super. Now, you have some people that say, well, all gas is the same. Well, then that's basically like saying all food is the same, because it's not. Like, they treat each one differently. You know what I'm saying? It's another, see, there's a correlation between the two, because, see, depending on what type of car you have, if you have a newer type vehicle, you can't put regular or plus in. You got to put 93, you got
to
put super.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, like, look at your body. Like, you got you got regular, you got plus, and then you got super. The super
right.
is the good foods. You know what I'm saying? Then you got your mid-grade, and then you got just straight trash. So,
Yep. But
a lot of people are going for the regular,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, dabbling with the plus, but they really don't really mess with the super.
Right.
It's more, and you know what? And you notice the super is always more expensive.
Well, of course. It's like if you did the same analogy in food, it would be organic apple, a regular apple, and then apple juice.
Yeah, exactly.
Most people going to probably either get the apple juice, or they might go with the regular apple. You know what I'm saying? But it's only going to be a couple that are actually going to go for the organic apple, like you said, with gas, that's going to be the more expensive one. But that's the one that's going to take you to the finish line, though. So, you know, do you need to lose the race first in order to get prepared for the race now, because you realize that you're going to lose the race? Like, come on, if you could pick the numbers, you know what I'm saying, for the mega before, you know what I mean, after the mega is drawn, those are your numbers, then, you know what I mean, You'll probably live for 1,000 years, but none of us are smart enough to know that. So let's get smart and, like, you know, the cures and the prevention.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Once again, it goes back to, well, I mean, it's not. What's the new thing they do? Well, it's hereditary, or it's not in your family,
right,
or it's not this,
right,
it's not that, and that's not always the case.
Brother. That is exactly. That's to suppress our minds. We don't want to think past what we're told. You know, I was told by many people that, yo, Mo, you're not a doctor, yo, chill. And I'm like, oh shit. You know what I mean? And the sad thing is, doctors won't even tell you this. You know what I mean? They're not even taught this. This is the real deal. This is the natural life expectancy ingredient. Not you know what I'm saying, the money funded world of society that we're trained to believe. And it's sad, man, because the ratings on this show are gonna be lower than, you know what I mean, the ratings about, you know what I'm saying, Jordan sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. It's not, like you said, it's boring. It's not exciting. Nobody really wants to hear about it until they're actually going through it, and you shouldn't wait. Like, I was reading something. Like me, I have, like, a serious, like, water habit. Like,
that's
it's
good,
bad.
Though.
I can do, like, at least a gallon a day.
Maybe,
and the thing is, but it has to be cold.
you probably pee like 4 or 5 times before the afternoon when you up in the morning.
Oh, what? Listen, I stay in the bathroom. I should just walk around with a little tie-on bag or something or a little tube because I stay going to the bathroom. But the thing is, I don't drink out of thirst. Like, I just drink because I just love cold water.
That's
what
so
I was reading something. I was reading something. Yeah, excuse me, brother. I was reading something, and you probably came across it, too. Like, as soon as you wake up, they say try to do, like, 2 glasses of water to get your system going.
Yes,
so after I read that, I tried it. Yo, don't you know, like, as soon as I get up, it's a no-brainer with me because sometimes I just get up to go to the bathroom and pee at night and then go drink some more water because it's just a habit with me. But
that's a good habit.
Up early in the morning, within 5 minutes, I drink some cold water. Next thing you know, give it probably like 30, 40 minutes, yo, I'm hitting the bathroom. And I drink some cold water. And then I'm hitting the bathroom, and I'm like flushing my system. And then after that, I feel good, and then I'm ready to go.
That's what's up. That is true.
And it's like at certain times of the day, they say you should make sure you have, like, always have a glass of water. Like, you notice when you go to a restaurant, they always give you a glass of water, but you still order in a soda.
Yeah, and that's what we mess up. Yep.
They give you that glass of water for a reason, but they know you're not going to drink that water. They know you want the soda. They just put it there, you know, because I guess to entertain you or something, or entertain themselves, I don't know. But
yeah,
you should always have some type of water, you know. You should always have water to drink when you're eating something because it helps with the digestion. And I heard, like, depending on what you're eating, warm, like maybe drink some room temperature or a little bit of warm water.
Yeah,
digestion.
Yeah. I was gonna jump in on you on that because I was gonna tell you that you know, the first when you do drink the water, you should definitely try to not drink it when it's ice cold, especially, you know what I'm saying, through the night and when you first wake up, because you don't want to shock your stomach, because that's what it does, because, you know, we're 98, you know what I mean, degrees, point, you know, more,
98.87. Yeah. One of
so
the
you don't want to put, you know, under 30-degree, 40-degree water, you know, to shock your system. You know, you want to try to, you know, go with the room temperature. And also, you know, to add into that, you know, which is not a difficult thing, because you could actually have one lemon in the refrigerator, cut the top off, keep it in a little plastic bag, and all you got to do is every morning when you take that water and drink it, you just take that lemon out, and you just squeeze the lemon so a little bit of the juices come to the top, and you just lick the lemon a little bit, get some of that lemon in your body with the water, because the lemon is, like, you know, it's a natural alkaline, it oxifies the cells. You know, it works wonders for the liver. You know what I'm saying? And that water with the lemon is one of the best, you know, best, cheapest bodily cleanses there is on a daily basis.
Yeah,
that's important. And that's important, and we should all practice that, because that comes at no cost. You know what I'm saying? That there's no reason why.
Nah,
you know,
too much work involved. Too much work involved.
Yeah, it's too much of a commitment. You know, there's a lot of people want to wake up to coffee. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine, too. You know what I'm saying? You can have your cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying? You know, coffee's an acid. You know what I mean? You shouldn't abuse it. You know, and people do. You know, people drink iced coffee in the daytime. They drink hot coffee in the morning. Some people drink 6-7 cups of coffee a day. You know, and that's really bad, because coffee's an acid. It's acidic to the body. And then when you put milk and sugar in it, you know, you're triple dosing the acidity of it, and you're making it worse. And these are the things that we've been trained to have and to enjoy, indulge, you know what I mean? And like we said, it's not about eliminating these things. It's about doing it in moderation and adding in the things that are important for us to have. We need, you know, the cruciferous vegetables. You know, we need, you know, those vegetables that hold, you know, those immune system builders. People, I mean, I had a friend of mine tell me, nah, man, I don't like vegetables. And I'm like, yo, how old
are
you?
Gotta be crazy.
You know what I mean? He's 30-something years old. We're talking about he don't like vegetables. And I'm like, that's insane. It's not about, you know what I mean, like, you're actually, you know what I mean, you're keeping your body away from what it needs. It's not about what you like. You're selfish right now to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what people need to realize, that, you know, taking care of yourself and making these changes in your life are just benefiting you. You need to care about you.
Yeah, well, you know, man, it's...
You know, people are trying. People are trying. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I know people are trying, but the thing is, a lot of times people start to try with the wrong things. Like I said, dollar store. You know, you go to the dollar store, they sell vitamins. You know, they got a whole rack of vitamins. They got liver, cod oil, fish oil, magnesium, iron, vitamin C, you know what I mean, B12s. You know, they have all of that, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, made by a company, like I said, it's not regulated. You know what I mean? You might be popping ecstasy. They don't even know it.
You don't? Yeah, that's the thing. No, like, no one really takes the time to really read the ingredients anymore.
You know, because I think it's like 1,400, you know, nationwide organic inspectors. They can't be everywhere. There's a lot of things getting slipped in with false advertisement. You know, there's a lot of, you know, funny business going on behind the scenes with a lot of this mess, and we're never going to actually be 100% at knowing what to do, but the key is, don't try to figure it out. Just try to do the best basics for yourself. Avoid this, add in that. As much as possible to the minimum, as much as possible to the maximum. Make sure you eat cauliflower. Eat it raw. Buy it organic, buy it raw. Go home, wash it off, throw it down your mouth, crunch it up. You ain't got to cook some of these things. You know what I mean? These things are take it back to what would man do, you know what I mean, a thousand years ago with this broccoli stalk growing right in front of him. He going to rip that broccoli off and start eating it.
Exactly. Now, check this out. Now, I was checking out something. Now, I was talking about wheatgrass, the benefits of and information.
Yes.
Like, wheatgrass revitalizes your body.
Wheatgrass
contains chlorophyll, which is normally found in green vegetables in lower amounts. However, wheatgrass is made up of 70% chlorophyll. Chlorophyll revitalizes your body and protects it from carcinogens by strengthening cells.
Yes.
See, this goes back to what you was talking about last week with the cancer and the mutation of the cells. Once again, chlorophyll revitalizes your body and protects it from carcinogens by strengthening cells, neutralizing harmful elements, and detoxifying the liver. According to a naturopath, your body can convert chlorophyll from wheatgrass into fresh blood.
Fresh blood. It's a close thing. You know, this stuff, I don't mean to, you know, jump in on you, because you are making the most important part of this show right now, because that is one of the super foods on the planet, and it's been used in places for 10,000 years. They don't want it in this country. And that's the scary part that we're not aware of.
And I'm amazed. I mean, not to cut across, but I just want to finish this so you can go in, because I know you're about to go in. Like, your body can convert chlorophyll from wheatgrass into fresh blood because its molecular structure is almost identical to human blood. Therefore, wheatgrass helps to keep a natural renewal of a fresh blood supply flowing. Bang. Holla.
Yes.
The stage is yours.
And also, sunflower sprouts, another very important thing. You have numerous calcium-rich herbs out there. You know, natural planting. You know what I'm saying? You can find that in the grocery store. You know, buckwheat. Another thing, strong fiber. You know what I mean? Strong detoxifier. It goes through the body and it rips through and takes all the things that you don't want in it out.
And people think buckwheat is just the character from Little Rascals. No, it's not. Buckwheat.
And these are natural things, come from the earth, things that we need, things that the body, you know, strives off of. Comfrey, another herb. You know, it's things you can buy. You know, there's many, many different, you know, websites that you can find these products. You know, you don't have to spend money if you don't want to go that route. But if you are in a condition and you're dealing with something, those things are the things you need to look into, because wheatgrass is something that is extremely beneficial. You know, like our brother said last week, you know, two ounces of wheatgrass is equivalent to 5 pounds of green leafy vegetables. 5 pounds.
I'm bowled over at the blood issue.
And that's what you want.
Thing. Yeah, because, you know what I mean? Blood, just like a car needs oil, blood is, like, when your blood is clean, your body is running great.
It's running great. It's like it's like the oil in the car. You know what I mean? That's what's going to keep your car going.
Yeah, you got clean oil. You get them oil changes. The clean oil runs through the system. Boom, you're good. The blood is the same way.
And it comes with age. You know what I mean? People that are in their, you know, 30s and 40s have a great opportunity at any point in time to make these small changes and put these things into their bodies. Get kale. You know what I mean? Jump on these greens, people. Get these things in your body. But don't do it, you know what I'm saying, incorrectly. Don't do it in ways that, you know, are not the natural way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't get kale and then, like, go on ketchup and a whole bunch of other stuff on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't saturate it.
Yeah, don't boil it to like nothing and then add all kinds of salts and, you know what I mean, oils and everything to it, because, you know, the most important thing is to keep the enzymes alive in these foods. And the water, that's important. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, people try to eat certain things because they think, you know, that's the right thing to eat, and it is, but you need the water to break down these things. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the protein, the fiber, those things your body needs, but without water, they don't get broken down properly.
Exactly.
The water is the cleanse of the body.
And you know what? Like, since I'm, like, big on water, I have to say that a lot of water is not the same. Like, you know, everybody wants to sit back and be like, oh, well, you know, I drink this water, and, oh, you know, I drink the smart water. And listen, the water ain't always water. You know, you got to make sure that you're getting proper water. Like, I'm not going to sit there and throw no names out there, but there's a lot of, like, water out there that's promoted that I really don't drink. Like, me, I love Crystal Geyser water. I have to throw that out there. Like, I've drank that water so many times, and it tastes so crisp. Like, when you drink water warm, it shouldn't have an aftertaste. There's a lot of waters out there that I've drank warm, and it has a little funny taste to it, except for Crystal Geyser. Like, when you drink it warm, boom, it tastes great. But I believe, like, when you drink some water warm, it's like, yo, what's this aftertaste? Because that's that process that they put it through. That's that process that you're tasting. You know what I'm saying? That you shouldn't be tasting, because it's letting you know, like, yo, the water's not really natural. They're adding all types of stuff to it to purify it, but they're destroying it.
Yeah,
and it's not good for you. All it is just introducing other chemicals into the body. You know, and I mean, I remember, you know, not to get, you know, all biblical, but I remember, like, in Genesis, like, how they were talking about how, you know, like, Moses and a lot of them, they were living, like, hundreds of years. Yo, they didn't have vitamins back then. They didn't have energy drink. They didn't have all that. They was eating, listen, everything was natural.
Minerals.
Yep, everything was natural. Once again, like you said, like it says in the Bible, we were made from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we were made from that good soil that, you know, don't throw the bad mud up in it.
Yeah, just like blue-green algae. You know, most people are like, algae? You know what I mean? That's an immune builder. You know, it's a natural thing that the earth, you know, creates. And it's a nutritional, you know, food. Beta carotene in carrots. You know, like during they started with the mustard gas with Hitler, and you know they were going into all of that. You know, those bombs with the, you know, with the what is it? When they I forgot the name of it. When they bombed in Vietnam. You know what I mean? And you drop all the powder and all the stuff. You know, they done tests and find out that, you know, if anyone that was high, that had a high amount of beta carotene in their body, you know what I'm saying, they were able to live through that. You know, the Hiroshima bomb and things like that, you know what I'm saying, because that had a certain effect in the immune system. And then it came the thing where, like, they're like, if mustard gas was ever used as a, you know, chemical warfare, that if you were, you know, loaded up, you had stockpiles of beta carotene, you can survive through it. You know what I mean? So it's like, damn, I need to eat carrots just to make sure that I'm ready when that happens. You know what I'm saying? So these are things that we depend on that you know, are having adverse, you know what I mean, reaction. And you know, they defend against these radicals, these, you know, foreign chemicals that invade our bodies. And you write about the water. I drink a lot of Fiji water. You know what I mean? And you know, there's another one I drink that I started getting from this health food store, and it's not much more. I mean, the Poland Spring is $1. The water I get is $1.50. So I'm dropping another 50 cents, and it's actually a little bigger than $1 Poland Spring. And you know what I mean? It's a, you know, natural source of water with, you know what I mean, it's not really chlorified, you know, or chlorine filtered. You know what I mean? Which basically, yeah. Poland Spring, Deer Park, you know, they're like chlorine filtered water. So it's basically like tap water that's been, you know, just basically, you know, stained.
Yeah, exactly.
Washed up water.
Yeah, basically.
And, you know, that's still going to overwhelm the body with, you know, chlorine, which is not really great neither, you know. So you're right, you know, and that's a tough battle in itself because, you know, we're in a time in the world that, you know, there's not that much fresh water, you know what I mean, around, period. You know, so our bodies adapt. Thank God, you know, we were gifted to adapt to our environment. So our bodies know, you know what I mean, how to, you know, be prepared for whatever it's given because, you know, our bodies are smarter than we actually, you know, realize. And we can actually work hand in hand and have our bodies at its most potential at all times for the, you know, the remainder of our lives. Like you talked earlier about, you know, the example, you know, about somebody doing something that they can get killed doing versus taking care of their body so they don't, you know, get sick. You know, I had a friend that, you know what I'm saying, was always, you know, scared to do things when we were young. About, you know, like, nah, I ain't doing that. I ain't going in no stolen car. You might crash and get hurt, this and that, you know. And, you know, he unfortunately had a situation in his life where he got sick. And, you know, he wasn't taking care of himself, you know, as far as, you know, what he was doing with his diet, but
he was concerned about his life, you know what I'm saying, when it was in danger physically, you know. So he could have been in, you know, 100 car accidents. He could have got shot 6 times and, you know, still would have probably been better off than when he got sick from not taking care of himself, you know. And that's the wake-up call, you know, like we talked about, you know, knowing, you know, people, loved ones, friends, you know, like, you know, Kevin, you know, you touched base on one of the greatest people that, you know, came into my life. And, you know, he wasn't even, you know what I mean, my direct family, nothing like that. That's my boy's brother. And, you know, it was a shock. And, you know, it takes me back to when I was little, you know what I mean, when my aunt passed away from cancer, then my grandmother passed away from cancer. None of my friends knew what that was. I was young. I was so young, I didn't really know what it was, but I knew they died from it. And then as I got older, you know what I'm saying, I started experiencing, you know what I'm saying, a lot more, you know, people dealing with that and seeing people getting hurt and family members, you know, and I started doing research. And, you know, it's sad that, you know what I'm saying, people don't want to pay attention to something that, you know what I mean, we can all overcome, you know what I mean, and never have to really deal with if we just took the right steps moving forward and trained our children, you know what I'm saying, to benefit from what we're researching. You know what I mean? It's out there. It's here.
Yeah, but you know what? That's you know,
and like, we got to wake up.
Yeah, we got to wake up. I mean, you know, we're not here, you know, of course we're not here to preach, you know, because we can put it out there. You know, you can, what's that saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And
that's right.
Like I said, I'm not concerning myself with numbers and who's listening and who's not when it comes down to certain things. But I am going to speak on what needs to be spoken on, and it's things like this. Because like I said, you know, I know somebody that I used to go to high school with that's currently battling it now, the cancer, and he has to go through the chemotherapy and, you know, be mindful of her cell count and stuff like that. And, you know, and I'm like, yo, that's just, it's a lot to go through.
Yep.
It's a lot. So, and I'm not saying that, you know, eating right is going to stop you from or make you immune from getting certain things, but it does cut the percentage.
Right.
You know, it does. It's a game changer. You know,
you're right.
It's like you're in the middle. It's like you can't run up. You can't do full court basketball running around in some clocks. So you got to turn around and you put your sneakers on, and then boom, you're ready to go. It's a game changer. You know what I'm saying? You got to switch up your style, because if you want to live for life, then you got to make some serious changes. You want, like, listen, I'd rather look good living than look great in the casket.
Yeah, that's right. You got to have that, you know what I mean, that big outlook on the future. You got to say to yourself, like, you know what, I'm going to do the right thing today so I can enjoy tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm going to enjoy today regardless. You know what I mean? Because I'm here. So why not, you know, do the right things to make tomorrow the same way? Keep that happiness going. Don't be, you know what I mean, a victim to the circumstances in the society that we live in. You know, break the anatomy. Break the chain. Break it. You know what I mean? Do the right thing. You know it's wrong. You know what I mean? And people know it. You know, we all do it. We go and we splurge and we get, you know, the foods that we just want right now. We know it's not good for us, but we saying to ourselves, I know this ain't, you know what I mean, good for me, but I'm hungry and this is what I'm going to eat. You know what I mean? That's cool. You know what I mean? But don't fool yourself 90% of the time. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it 10% like that. You know what I mean? Do it, you know, 50-50 at least. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself that.
Exactly.
Give yourself the odds. You know what I'm saying? The percentages, like you said. That's what it boils down to. Your blood in your body is the main thing that you want to keep clean. And the foods you put in it are going to do that. And if you put, you know, manufactured, highly processed, chemicalized foods, you know, all these quick fixes, all these cheap things, you know, don't get fooled by the front covers of things. Look at your ingredients. See what it starts with. What it starts with is usually what most is in there. You know what I mean? So the beginning ingredients is what you're mostly going to have. So if you got barbecue sauce and that shit starts off with high fructose corn syrup, then sugar, then that's basically the first things you're getting the most of. So you might as well just buy some damn corn syrup and it's cheaper and just dump that on your food because it's very harmful and that's what you're getting. Now you sit there and you search around, you might spend a dollar more, but you might find, you know what I'm saying, those concentrated tomatoes and, you know what I mean, the flavors added to it in the barbecue and everything, onions, parsley, garlic, you know what I mean, to make it up. And then you might see, you know what I mean, your sugar, corn syrup towards the end of them ingredients, which means that there's a lot less there. So, okay, go ahead and get that. There you go. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to decorate your food. You don't got to go hard body on flavor. That's the problem. People OD. They overcook their food with seasoning. You know what I'm saying? And they take all the nutrients out of the food. And then they wind up eating basically just a filler. It's just something that you're going to eat that's going to satisfy your taste buds and your appetite because you're full. But it's just going to sit inside you and then just go right out the other end with no nutritional value whatsoever. You know what I mean? Exactly. So why you spending your money on that stuff? You know what I'm saying? You're better off, you know what I mean, having a liquid diet and not spend no money. If you're going to waste that money on that, you might as well just go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, spend a couple more bucks and do it right. And then you know that you're good.
I mean, listen, people spend more money to look good than to actually feel good.
Yep.
Like
because they actually mentally feel good when they look good. You know, you get a fresh cut, you feel good about yourself, you're good. You know what I mean? You got a job interview, you're hitting the streets, you know what I mean? You got a clean cut, you ain't eat nothing all day, so you're going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts, you're going to get something from there, you're going to go to this job interview, you're going to get the job, you're going to be happy, so you're going to buy yourself the double cheeseburger and fries in the city, you know what I'm saying? and you know, a few months into the job, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, you had a heart attack. You know what I mean? And damn, that's sad. That's sad that, you know what I mean, you're going to hit somebody with that kind of harshness. But you know what? Reality is
real
harsh. You know what I'm saying?
Life is harsh, you know. That's what I'm
and
saying.
That's the,
like,
that's the hard ball we play. We taking short shots, trying to get by and getting away with it. But then when all hits the fan, you're not winning that race. You know what I mean? You're not winning that race. You're going to hurt your body, ruin your blood, sadden your cell growth. They're going to, you know, start to divide. They're going to start to clump up and tumorize. And you're going to hit them doctor appointments. And they're going to be doing sonograms, ultrasounds, you know, biopsies, all of these things. And then the whole family is going to be hurt. You're going to be scared and nervous. And you're going to feel embarrassed. And you're going to feel like you're a burden on your family and friends. And it's a sad thing. And it's the truth. And, you know what I mean? It hurts all of us. It should hurt all of us, you know what I mean? You know, for the general population of people to be sick, you know what I'm saying, with something that, you know, is put out there, you know what I mean, basically purposely for us to get sick, but we have the opportunity to avoid it. But we're just not, you know what I mean, trained smart enough to take that step and, you know, break it. And I thank you, brother, for, you know what I'm saying, having this show. You know what I mean? I hope, you know, at some point in time, people, you know, scroll through and they see this and they hit it and they listen and see what we're saying and maybe grab a few things out of it and start trying to implement it. Because, you know, we going on and, you know, it turns into where it could be just our opinions controlling conversations, how you see things, how I see things. And, you know, I tell people straight off the bat, like, there's a documentary out there called Berninski. It's actually a doctor named Dr. Berninski, you know, who had a practice and was, you know, it's on Netflix. You can watch it. And I don't even want to go into what it's about. I would like people just to watch it. And from there, it would show you that, you know, the design is not for us to win with this. You know what I mean? Like, it's not here for us to win because they don't want us to win, so they're not putting anything out there for us to win against it. So we have to find what it is that we need to defend ourselves with to win. So it's like, you know, it's like that game Zelda, you know what I mean, back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Boards for days on Nintendo, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you took the time to go through all these boards to get all these keys and all these things, open up these doors and all that. That's the same thing you're going to do for yourself when you start looking into these things that you could put into your body to help your growth and your immune system. That's what it all is, the immune system, people. That's what we want to boost.
Well, listen, I mean, I find it interesting, like, this whole, I've been getting a lot of requests to play this whole Candy Crush saga. A lot of people are playing, and it's like, yo, a lot of people are more focused on that than themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of people are more focused on, you know, that game. Like, it put like this, if that game was equivalent to, like, taking care of yourself, like, everybody, yo, people be healthy out the ass. Like, it would be crazy. But nobody really takes the time.
Nah.
Like you said, it can all the talk can just wind up being my opinion. It can be your opinion. Some people are just going to be like, ah, the hell with them. You know, I'm a go still do what I got to do. Like, listen, I ain't here to rule your life. I'm just putting it out there. Because how
right.
I said on that song, you won't be able to say that these brothers ever lied to you, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was put out there. You take what you can take from it.
Yep.
And that's that. If you choose not to take anything from it, then you know what it is, what it is.
Real
you know,
that way. Let's see. Let's break it down like as quickly and simple as possible. You know what I mean? All right. First, you want to try to get your 6 to 8 hours sleep, right?
Damn, Skippy.
All right. And then you want to start your day off with a proper energy breakfast. So we're talking raw fruits. You know what I mean? Okay. We have a problem in the fruit category. They just released, you know, the top dirty 15. Apples is number one. Why? Pesticides. You get a regular apple off the shelf, you wash it, still 60-70% of the pesticides are still on it. That's dangerous. Damn. All right. Now you got to go organic. You know, you got to go locally grown. So, you know, you got to really kind of pay attention and, you know, go with the seasons and know where shit is. New York grows a lot of fruit upstate. A lot of apples, you know what I'm saying? A lot of different variety of things. And when it's in season, that's when you want to go grab it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's locally grown. It's not being transported from across the country or from overseas on boats and trucks and, you know, planes. And, you know, it's not having all kinds of exhaust blown on it. It's not, you know, given all types of chemicals so it can last longer, so it can get to the shelf. It's not frozen, you know,
yeah,
before it gets here. And then, you know, it loses all this, you know, value. So those are the tough things. And at the end of the day, even if you get the apple with, you know, 60-70% pesticide, you're still better off than, you know what I'm saying, eating, you know what I'm saying, the bacon that got the, you know, sodium nitrate, which is, you know, ham, you know, all these boar's head things, you know, all these cold cuts, they're delicious and all that, but it's just basically all salt and nitrates, and these things are terrible for the digestive tract, the colon. They do nothing but damage, you know what I'm saying? So those things are really bad, you know what I'm saying? And that's hard, you know what I mean, to avoid. But you just got to go with the fruits early, you know what I'm saying? Light diets early, a lot of water, you know what I'm saying? You know, eat the raw vegetables, eat celery, crunch down on them carrots, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to try it. So what if it tastes bad? If you get it down, be tough about it and just say, like, yo, you know what I mean? I get $1 million if I eat this. Convince yourself. Shove it down your throat. Close your eyes. Chew it up. Swallow it. You know what I mean? Because the value in it is going to have a much more benefit than you worrying about something that you want to taste good. You know what I'm saying? Avoid a lot of them cereal bars, them energy bars, you know what I'm saying? Because they're loaded with sweeteners and sugars and all types of things that are not good, because the body breaks down things, you know, that combine good together. You know, you need certain oils with certain, you know what I'm saying, you know, nutrients to go together so your body gets the most out of it. So you want to go light with things. You want to have salads in the afternoon. You can go with the grilled chickens. You got to stay away from the salad dressing unless you're going with the oil and vinegar. If it's olive oil, it's even better. You know what I'm saying? Throw them almonds in there in the daytime. You know what I'm saying? Those are good. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that are not expensive that you can have throughout the course of the day to keep your body at its premium. You know what I mean? It's best. And then, you know what I mean, towards the end of the day, that's when, you know what I mean, you cook up, you know what I mean, try to, you know, rice is a big thing because, brown rice is not really as good as, you know what I mean, your regular, you know, husk removed white rice and colored rice, which we call brown rice, but it's just colored and, you know, yellow rice and things like that, you know, pilaf, things like that. You want to go with the naturalist rice as possible, which is basically with the husk in it, you know what I mean? Rice, long grain, regular rice. You know, stay away from the French fries and things like that because, you know, those are just grease sponges. You know what I mean? Go with the sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are extremely good. They're better than regular potatoes because the pesticides they don't need because insects don't get inside of them. So they're not loaded with pesticides. And, you know, you peel them and boil them, steam them. They're delicious. You know what I'm saying? You can throw some soy, put a little sugar just to give them a little flavor. But the benefits are extremely high in sweet potatoes. You know what I'm saying? Your greens. You know, cabbage is one of the most important things, especially for men. Men like us, you know, prostate. You got to, you know, we got to have those vegetables like broccoli extremely every day in our diets. You know what I'm saying? Cauliflower. Cabbage, you know what I'm saying? Those are very important. And they're loaded with calcium, you know what I'm saying? They're loaded with, you know, nutrients and minerals that the body needs. So that's it. You know, we get those things in an everyday basis, and it, all of a sudden it becomes easy. And then you could have, you know what I mean, your order your pizza one night a week, you know what I'm saying? You can get your Chinese food, you know, maybe twice a month if you want. You know, try to cut it down, you know, separate the timeline between those things you eat out in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And you know, stay away from, you know, the sugar's a problem because our bodies don't need but so much sugar a day, and we're way, way over the mark. You know, people don't pay attention to serving size. You know, there's people that fight for these laws that these, you know, the Drug and Food Administration and these companies have no choice but to put down the truth on these labels, you know what I'm saying, nutritional facts. And you know, serving size is an important thing. I had a big argument and damn near went into a violent fight with a friend of mine over hot sauce, you know, on some wings because he telling me, you know, yo, it's only got 220 grams of sodium. This is good. I'm like, yeah, but that's per serving size. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, a tablespoon is a serving size. You use the half a bottle. So we got about 4,000 grams of sodium right now.
That's grams. That's not milligrams. That's grams.
Grams. We need probably 2 gallons of water each just to bring our bodies back to, you know, regular hydration. So these are things that are important. Don't OD on something that, you know, is not a serving size. You know, potato chips. You know, you get a bag of a 99-cent bag of potato chips. All right, they're not good for you really because of the oils, but you can have that because, you know what I mean, it's moderation. So don't eat the whole bag. You eat the whole bag watching a ball game and it says serving size, you know, 5 chips, and that bag got like 11 servings in it. You just ate 11 times everything on there.
Yep.
So it had, you know, 160, you know, grams of sodium, and now you got that times 11. So you don't put, you know,
they know that. They know that, and they know somebody's going to, they know you're going to eat the whole bag of chips.
They know you're going to eat the whole bag of chips.
But then they'll sit there and say, well, if you're sick, it's not our problem because we told you. Like,
yeah, they're gonna protect themselves to a point, but like I said, the people out there that make these laws, you know what I'm saying, they push this in effect. You know, like people that, you know, milk. It's better to, you know, give kids, I mean, better off with organic milk, but you know what, don't go with the whole milk, go with the 1%, you know what I mean, because it's pasteurized, ultra-pasteurized, and that's basically they don't remove the animal fat from it. You know, when milk is milked from a cow, the fat separates itself from the actual milk and calcium, but they don't take that out, nothing gets wasted, it's all mixed together. You know, extremely, so it basically, it can sell, and you can make more money, and that animal fat is absorbed into the bones, and milk that we drink every day that we were trained to drink for our body, our teeth, our bones, it's rotting our bones from the inside out, causing all types of, you know what I'm saying, bone problems for older people, you know what I mean, that drink a lot of milk and drink whole milk on it all the time. And that's the thing about our children, because these cows are being, you know what I mean, given so much steroids to produce milk at a rapid pace, and it gets so big that it's in the milk. And then we drink it, and then that's when the hormones are not functioning correctly, you know, so we're overwhelming, you know, the growth of our bodies.
Young girls are just looking like grown-ass women.
Yeah, Americans are huge. You know, you see the Olympics, you wonder why we're getting all the gold medals. We're huge. The only sports that we don't really dominate in are the ones that the little people are better in. You know what I'm saying? Being smaller. You know, and at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, that's the way we will, you know what I mean, that's the way we're being raised. That's the way our country is operating right now. And, you know, I'm an American. I love this country. I've been here. I got nowhere else to go. I got to support it no matter what I believe in, what I don't believe in. At the end of the day, I got my own opinion on things. But the fact about this whole thing is that we need to all take care of ourselves. That's the fact. You know what I mean? Our bodies depend on us. It is a beautiful ecosystem. We are not an exception. We are just like every other living thing on this planet, and we have an opportunity to take advantage and take care of ourselves. As long as you see grass growing in the spring and flowers sprouting, the earth is doing what it needs to do, and we are still part of it, and we can definitely overcome these battles with these carcinogens that are being put out here and everything that we use. Pay attention to your ingredients. Don't buy the cheapest shampoo. Try to, you know what I mean, look for the less ingredients. The less ingredients in most things is probably better. Try to stay away from the dyes that are in food, like a lot of cereals, like Fruit Loops and, you know, Fruity Pebbles. These things are loaded with dyes that cause inflammation in the system and cause a very bad irritation to the stomach lining. You know, it causes ulcers over time. You know, these are things that we got to, you know, try to protect ourselves against. You know, it's a lot of things to touch, so people got to really, really just pay attention and just try to...
Do your homework.
That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Do your homework. The menu is out here. You know, the brother Trife is here, Big B Wilkins. And, yo, at the end of the day, brother, you are putting together a fabulous show. You know what I'm saying? You my boy. We go way back. And I really, really, you know what I mean, appreciate, you know what I'm saying, you inviting me to do this show with you. And I hope, you know, our brothers and sisters out there take heed to what we're trying to explain, what we're trying to do here. You know, we go out, you know what I'm saying? We go hard. We work hard. We play hard. And at the end of the day, we all want to try to live the longest life we can live. You know what I mean?
No doubt. On that note, we're about to cut out. But I do want to thank you, Brother Mo, for returning. Hey, listen, the stage is, you know, you're always welcome to step on the stage. Next week, we definitely have an interesting topic. I'm eager to see how that plays out. But, you know, yeah.
And remember, you know what I mean? Greengrasslife.com. You know what I mean? You can definitely, you know, do the research, people, and get the green grass. You know, if you're having any issues.
Wheatgrass.
You know, they have many the little herb encyclopedia is a great thing. It's like $14 on Amazon. The little herb encyclopedia. It actually breaks down things pretty basic. You know, just to hurry up and tell you how that actually has a list of symptoms, and then it tells you what herbs are good for that and what combinations. Then it tells you actual herbs, a whole bunch of lists of different herbs and what their purpose and what their use is for. So these are things that, you know, if you have an opportunity, you can get the book, you can look into it. Over time, you might find something that's going wrong with yourself, and you might, you know, find something that can really, you know, counterattack that and, you know, get yourself better. Because, you know, we don't want to depend on doctors. We're just a customer, you know. We've been trained to go to a doctor when we're sick, but God gave us a body that can function and defeat anything that comes into it. We build our own immune system. We need to be exposed to, to these foreign elements, because that's the only way we build immunity to them. But we do not want to overwhelm our bodies and, you know, go off the pH balance of the alkaline. We don't want to lose the oxygen to our blood cells. And with that being said, man, let's just, you know what I mean, pray for the best and God bless, you know?
No doubt. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. 10 seconds left. Thank you, Brother Mo. Thank you, listeners. Catch you next Thursday, 9 p.m. Everybody have a good night.
That's what's up.
Peace.